Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
If you recognize the music being played right now, probably means you were a WWE, back then WWF fan, back in the late 80s or early 90s. That's the theme music for Brother Love. The person behind the role of Brother Love was Bruce Prichard, as many of you know. He went on to have a nice run as an executive in the company, working directly for and with Vince McMahon. Since leaving the company back in 2008, he's arrived at this point here in 2018 where he's got a tremendously popular podcast called Something to Wrestle with Bruce Prichard along with his co-host Conrad Thompson. It is one of the most popular podcasts out there on the internet. He will tell you it is the two-time podcast of the year. They just reached their 100th episode a couple of weeks ago, and that whole thing has morphed into a show on the WWE Network. Enough of me talking. Let's introduce Bruce Prichard right now. Brucey, how you doing?
I am absolutely doing wonderful, man. Beautiful Mother's Day day here in Friendswood, Texas. So I got a belly full of stuff and just ready to talk.
It's cool, man. Well, listen, happy Mother's Day to Steph for sure. And let's chat it up here. I described your podcast a little earlier, Bruce, kind of like it's turned into almost like an oral history of the WWF from the time that you were there. And you were with the company for a little over 20 years. And told in the podcast, you tell a lot of stories that I think would probably be viewed at one point as taboo. I can't believe Bruce is telling these stories on this podcast. We'll get to the network show in just a second, but just give the audience kind of the genesis of the podcast. And did you ever think there would be this much equity in the stories that you have to tell?
You know, I never thought anybody would care what I had to say in the first place. And after 45 years in the wrestling business, so much of what I've done over the years, whenever you meet new people, the conversation would usually start off with, hey, what happened when? And then they would pick a time from either their childhood or some controversial topic over the years in the wrestling business and ask me for, you know, what's the real story, you know? Come on, you can tell me. And my buddy Conrad Thompson, who I worked with in the mortgage company, we would sit and I would tell him these stories, and he would ask all these questions and looked at me one day after one particular story and said that would make a great podcast. So it's kind of going back and digging a little deeper into subject matters of the past and getting behind the scenes stories on some of the larger storylines that you saw take place in front of the camera.
And just to be clear, like when the podcast started back in 2016, there was no, I mean, it was the opposite of having a relationship with WWE, right? Like you were telling stories. Some of the guys in the locker room would listen to the podcast, but they wouldn't admit it because that would be viewed in that ecosystem as probably taboo, right?
Absolutely. It was. And that was probably one of the deciding factors that made me do it. I had given up, and I thought, well, I'm never going to go back to the WWE, so why not? What do I have to lose? And then sharing the stories and being able to tell the stories that we do tell is what has actually led to having a relationship with them once again. I thought it was never. I thought we had reached that never, but you never say never in this business.
Yeah, and Bruce Pritchard joining me on CBS Sports Radio. And Bruce, it would seem to me, like, you know, I listen to every episode of the podcast, and after almost all of them, I find myself going to the network to watch something that you and Conrad talked about. Whatever the topic du jour or du week was, I go back and watch it. How much of the relationship that you now have, the show you now have on the network, Something Else to Wrestle With, had to do with maybe the bump that they saw in network subscriptions when people were watching or people were listening to your podcast?
I think it had a lot to do with it. I also think that when people were talking about podcasts and they were talking about what's your favorite, a little bit of humble brag here, but we were always in that conversation, and we were the ones that were, we went from starting out and they told us you can only get to 10,000 downloads, then that'll be great, to doing over 1 million in a week. So we were the hot topic, and they saw a spike when we would talk about, for example, Royal Rumble 1992. Royal Rumble 1992 on the network would see a spike out of nowhere. So they looked and said, what's causing all this commotion? And it was us. So they reached out, and the rest, as I say, is history.
Yeah. So how did the, you know, without giving up too much, like, eventually these things need to get rubber stamped by Triple H, who is, of course, Vince McMahon's son-in-law. I would imagine Vince McMahon is involved in these things. Without giving too much of the behind the scenes, like, what was that like actually having conversations with those guys again about bringing these seemingly taboo stories onto the network?
Well, it's funny because I went and I did Raw 25 in January, which was the 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw. And I appeared for the first time as Brother Love in I don't know how many years, probably 15, almost 20 years. And dialogue opened up. And the dialogue opened up between me and Vince by just saying hello and nice to see you. And we left it there. And from there, the executive producer reached out to me, Kevin Dunn. And they pitched it to me that I would have full control and that they wanted the authentic product. They wanted what we do on the podcast in a video form. So there is no stamp of approval. There is no vetting process. It's we choose the topics, we produce the show, and they air it, and they add in the video that's pertinent to what we're talking about for that particular episode.
Yeah, and
so
it's
a nice deal.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I don't know if people understand, like, how like how rare that is, and maybe even non-existent it's been, for WWE to kind of cede creative control of something that's going on their platform to, in this case, you and Conrad, right?
Yes, it's unique because we are the only ones, and I'm proud of that distinction. I'm sure, you know, they feel that a trust factor there, which, again, we're portraying, we're doing our podcast, and our podcast is controversial at times, and we talk about, you know, the things that people for so many years said, you can't talk about that. And it's funny, when they came to me and said, would you do this? And what if you did this? What if you did that? And I just stopped and said, have you guys actually ever listened to my podcast? Because I don't know if it, and they were like, nope, trust us, you know, yes, we have, and it's what we want. So hats off to them for having the cojones to step up and say, yes, man, we want to put you on uncensored, unbridled, you produce it, we want your take on it, and air it on their network. So it's a pretty cool situation.
Bruce Pritchard joining me on CBS Sports Radio. And Bruce, I guess, you know, you have wrestling fans who remain WWE and wrestling fans regardless of what the era is, but I'm sure you have people walking up to you all the time who don't consume the current product, but they were fans of the Attitude Era, or they were fans of the, you know, in the new generation in the early 90s, whatever it may be. If there's people out there listening who don't know about your podcast, but they were fans back then, you and Conrad do a great job, I think, of providing a little something for everybody. Is that kind of the goal when you guys are coming up with topics over the long term?
Yeah, we try to, and we also tried to keep it true to my experiences. So the entire podcast is based on my 45 years in the wrestling business and my unique experiences and what I went through. And for so many of those years, I was right next to Vince McMahon and Pat Patterson. There were three of us. And I would always laugh and say, there's only two other people on the face of the earth that can dispute a lot of the stories that I tell and what I'm talking about. And that's Vince and Pat. And Vince ain't talking for a long time. You know, Pat wouldn't say anything, but we've actually gotten Pat to come out and do some of our live shows when we go on tour, and he's enjoyed the hell out of it. But it's unique. It's different.
Yeah, I want to ask you about the live shows in a second, but you mentioned Vince McMahon, and I'm sure the question a lot of people have when they watch Vince, when they read Vince, when they hear Vince, is what's it like to work for Vince McMahon? You had the unique experience of working right there, like you said, side by side with him. What is it like to work for Vince McMahon?
Intense, and in one word, you would have to say that it's intense. But I had the opportunity to actually get to know the human being, Vince McMahon, and the human being, Vince McMahon, is a lot different than his on-screen character. Now, the businessman, man, what you see on screen, that's what you get. That's pretty damn close. But the guy behind that persona and the real human being is a class act and a true gentleman that's been really, really good to me for a lot of years.
Bruce Pritchard joining
fired
me on
twice, too.
Yeah, well, I was about to say, like, you have really kind words for a guy that fired you twice. But you know, I know you're not back in full-time employment with WWE, but this is a pretty cool thing, this network show, right?
Yeah, it is, because, you know, it's a step back in, but it's a step back in on my terms.
Right.
And I'm able to come back in, and I'm actually able to control my own destiny in a lot of respects. So that in and of itself, to be in that position at this point in my life, is a hell of an accomplishment for me, and it's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, you mentioned live shows, so there's probably people listening like, hey, I know what a podcast is. Hey, I can check out WWE Network. I'll have to go look at this Something Else to Wrestle With show. For people who haven't been to the live shows with you and Conrad, can you give that a quick one-minute description?
It's basically the podcast on, well, I would say steroids, but that'd be a bad analogy now. But it's uncut and uncensored, and there are certain stories that we can't tell on the podcast for various reasons that we do tell in our live shows and share it with our live audience. Very interactive with the live audience, and every single live show that we do is unique and different because of the audience, and we always try and bring in some great guests as well to interact and have fun with.
Bruce, last one before I let you go. What's your favorite storyline of all time? Maybe not that Brother Love was involved with, but just one that you were involved with creatively behind the scenes.
For me, the entire Kane is Undertaker's brother story, the whole introduction of that character, is number one on my list of all-time favorite storylines.
And you liked it so much you named your son Kane.
Well, I named Undertaker Kane first, then named Kane Kane, and yes, I named my own son Kane.
That's great. At Bruce Pritchard on Twitter, and at Pritchard Show, if you want to go see where you can download the podcast. And if they want to go find all yours, because you, Bruce, you got everything going on. You got like a little mini empire going on. Where's the best place you tell people to go find out about the live shows, all the merch and things like that?
Head on over to BrucePritchard.com. Don't put a T in my name. Put one on your back, and you can get those over at BrucePritchard.com.
Doot. Yep, that's
Dave,
it. Bruce Pritchard joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Bruce, appreciate you making time, man. Obviously, you know me. Congrats on all your success. And I'll be talking to you soon, man. Appreciate it.
Love you. Thanks for having me on, man. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.